Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. I'm John Tanza in Washington, working on this program very much. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan this Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. South Sudan announces the resumption of peace talks with rebels.
It's a sign of peace. It's going to give the hope to the South Sudanese citizens, you know, and also our leaders, they will change their mind, you know.
And the head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan urges South Sudanese to forgive each other.
And then the values of forgiving one another and living as children of God.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. South Sudan's holdout opposition groups are welcoming a decision by the government to resume the Rome peace talks ahead of Pope Francis' visit to the country. South Sudan's Minister for Presidential Affairs, Barnaba Marial Benjamin, announced the resumption of the peace talks on Saturday. The spokesperson for the National Salvation Front, Suba Samuel, says the government should this time show commitment. For VOA News, Dengai Deng reports from Bor.
Pagana Mom, leader of the holdout opposition group, the Realist PLM, who is a spokesperson of an alliance of five opposition groups called the Non-Signatory South Sudanese Opposition Group, says the decision to return to the Rome talks is a good step, but he is skeptical about the government's motivation.
I would like to say that this statement lifting their suspension of the Rome peace talks is showing that President Kiir and his government are not serious nor committed to peace in South Sudan. Because today, the only reason they are giving to lift the restrictions is the visit of His Holiness the Pope to South Sudan next February. That means that there were no reasons to suspend the government participation in the Sant'Egidio community mediated process in the first place last year, and that the accusation made by the government against the opposition to suspend the Rome talks were just lies to obstruct the search for peace in South Sudan.
Amom says holdout groups hope that the Kiir administration is serious this time around and does not change its mind and leave the Rome peace process again after the Pope's visit ends.
We are ready to discuss a way forward for South Sudan. It is clear that all the peace agreements have not been implemented. It is clear that all the transitional government have failed to bring peace and democracy to South Sudan. It is clear that all the transitional periods have ended up either in return to war or to a situation where the state is threatened with collapse and the country is threatened with disintegration.
Suba Samuel, a spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, or NAST, holdout group, says the government has on several occasions suspended their participation in the Rome Peace Initiative, but he welcomes the decision to once again participate in the talks.
I remember last time they went to Juba to consult with them, and I think before they could provide their answer, they immediately went and suspended the Rome Peace Initiative. For that, they have accepted to come back. I think it is good for them now to accept us to begin discussing, to let them come to Rome and hear what is the gist behind the roundtable conference. So for us, if they think they wanted to resume peace talks, they want to dialogue, their hearts have changed because of the visit of the Pope, and Jesus Christ has touched their hearts, then let them agree and accept and throw their weight for the roundtable conference to be conducted in a neutral place, such that we'll agree on the modalities of how we can pacify the country.
Twice before, the unity government suspended its participation in peace talks. It first halted the talks in 2021, accusing the nuns of attacking and killing four people, including two Catholic nuns, along the Juba-Nimli Highway. The opposition group denied the accusation. The second boycott was last November. Presidential Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin alleged the South Sudan opposition groups was buying time to prepare for war, a charge opposition groups staunchly denied. Holdout groups united under the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance have been in talks with the government with the aim of being incorporated into the 2018 peace deal. They include the NUST led by General Thomas Cyril Oswaka, the South Sudan United Front led by General Paul Malong Awan, and the Real SPLM led by General Pagan Amom. The Rome peace talks were being mediated by the community of San Egidio based in Rome. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.
The Archbishop and the Primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan is calling on South Sudanese to prepare their hearts ahead of the visit of Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Moderator General of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields. For VOA News, Juliana Shiapai has the story from Torit.
Archbishop Justin Badia Rama says this week's expected arrival in Juba of the three religious leaders at the same time demonstrate unity, and South Sudanese should see it as a message to unite despite their differences.
To me, the first thing I would like the religious leaders to tell the people of South Sudan is, of course, to remind them of the Christian faith, that they live their life up to the standards of Christian faith, demonstrating the values of love, the values of forgiveness, the values of repentance, if there's anything, and then the values of forgiving one another and living as children of God.
In April 2019, Archbishop Arama witnessed Pope Francis kiss the feet of President Salva Kiir, Vice President Riek Machar, and Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng during a Vatican retreat, and urged the leaders to bring peace to South Sudan and end the suffering of its people. Arama says since that time he has seen a slight improvement.
The level of trust between our leaders has increased, and I can see all of them now staying in Juba, which is a positive thing, and we thank God for that. The only thing is the political will to give themselves to implement the agreement is what is lacking. And I believe the coming of these three religious leaders will give them a push to commit themselves to full implementation.
Arama urged citizens to cleanse their hearts in preparation for the visit of the three religious leaders.
We prepare our hearts by cleaning our hearts, putting our life in order, avoiding this continued spirit of violence and the spirit of revenge. We put all those aside, or we throw them away totally. That is the first preparation I would encourage all South Sudanese to make, even within families, with neighbors, and all over the Payam or county. We should all prepare and promote, increase our love for one another, and forgive one another as they come.
Arama also urged South Sudanese to clean the environment and keep it that way in villages and towns across the country. The church leaders are visiting South Sudan again as what Britain's Guardian newspapers call the backdrop of potential tensions over LGBTQ+ rights. Prior to the visit, both Pope Francis and Archbishop Welby have risked annoying South Sudanese political and church leaders with a statement about same-sex marriage that ran contrary to the far more conservative views that are common in South Sudan. The Guardian cites an interview with Pope Francis in which he said laws that criminalize homosexuality were unjust and called on the Catholic Church to work to put an end to such laws. Sex between men is illegal in South Sudan and theoretically punishable by sentence of up to 14 years in prison and a hefty fine. The Guardian quotes Archbishop Welby as saying he was extremely joyful at the prospect of Church of England clergy blessing couples in same-sex marriages, even though he will not personally offer such blessings for the sake of unity in the global Anglican Church. Responding to a question from a reporter in Juba about the government's reaction to the Pope's comments on same-sex marriage, South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwey had this to say.
Our constitution is very clear. It says marriage is between opposite sex. Any marriage of people of equal sex is a crime. It's a constitutional crime. So if he is coming here and he tells us that marriage of the same sex is legal, we'll say no.
Pope Francis arrives in Juba late Friday and returns to the Vatican on Sunday after celebrating Mass in the South Sudan's capital. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.
Some South Sudanese on the streets of the capital Juba are expressing mixed reactions over Pope Francis' visit to Juba this week. Some say they hope the pontiff's visit will bring lasting peace to the country, while others say they believe Pope Francis will bring a message of peace and encourage political leaders to implement the revitalized peace agreement. For VOA News, Viola Elias went to the streets of Juba and collected these vox pops.
My name is Roslyn Gonya. Well, my expectation of the Pope here in South Sudan, I think since he's a religious person and he has come here to preach peace, so my expectation is that our leaders will embrace the word peace and let peace prevail in our country.
I'm called George Joseph, and concerning the visit of Pope, I think it's a privilege for East Africa community and even South Sudan, especially because this visit, I think, it will kind of add more hope for someone like Pope to visit South Sudan, and for people of South Sudan suffering, and then, you know, we have been going through a lot, whereby this frustration, I think, with the visit, I think we will just adjust ourselves, and then even our politicians and leaders will be so grateful. And then I think there is good promises that they can give to the public, to the citizens, so that we are hoping that we can see change with this coming of Pope.
Thank you very much. My name is Malek Arol Leo. My expectations is that the Pope's visit is a milestone in the implementation of the peace agreement. Remember, our leaders have their feet kissed by Pope, and upon his coming, we are expecting another kiss on their feet. And this thing is an oath that whoever violates this agreement will pay a heavy price for it.
Well, Madrama James Lina is my name. I strongly believe, you know, religious leaders have a role to play, more especially in reconciling the divided community. But personally, what we need to know, and Pope doesn't, you know, bring peace, because it's all about our South Sudanese. We need to love ourselves. We need to, you know, let bygone be bygone. Otherwise, there is no any other special peace package Pope is coming with. It's only just a message. And for this message to take effect, it's up to us, as South Sudanese, to, you know, implement it, because peace is not implemented in Rome or any other places. More especially, I'm talking about the revitalized peace agreement. It is implemented here in Juba. And the political will, if it is not there, meaning that even if Pope or Angel comes to South Sudan, still we will have the same result of conflict and division.
So my expectations on the coming of the Pope, okay, it might bring spiritual nourishment to our country, so because we are trying to settle down everything. It's been rough for our country so far. So they say holiness is next to godliness. So if we get to have someone spiritual enough into our country, pretty sure maybe it can bring us closer to God.
Thanks. I'm Marsuk John Kenya, a student of MDI. So my expectation of the coming of the Pope, we are tired of this war here in South Sudan. So I'm expecting him to bring peace here in South Sudan, so that we can be peaceful. Like also our brothers who are in the neighboring countries like Uganda, Kenya, they can come back to South Sudan.
My expectation as a South Sudanese when the Pope comes to Juba, South Sudan, is that he comes with the peace that he says. And when he leaves, that peace will be felt In South Sudan, peace is only filled in Juba, but in other states of South Sudan, it's not there. So I pray that also the states will come into peace.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Some South Sudanese civil society activists say the visit of Pope Francis should turn a new chapter in South Sudan's politics. Stay tuned for that story after this break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
do you offer advice to your siblings? If so, what kind of advice?
Yes, I advise my siblings. I tell them to be respectful to everybody, old and young alike.
Yes, I advise my siblings. I tell them not to waste money, but to be careful in the way they handle money. I also tell them to give to people who are in need.
Hard work always pays. And if you work hard, at the end you realize something that you didn't expect. So that's the single piece of advice that I offer to my siblings.
I always tell them to they work hard in school. Then, of course, they should be open in case they want anything or lack anything.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Some South Sudanese civil society activists say they are waiting for Pope Francis' arrival to the country. They say the pontiff should convince South Sudanese leaders to implement the 2018 peace agreement in letter and spirit. For VOA News, Dengai Deng reports from Bor.
Ter Manyang, a civil society activist with the Center for Peace and Advocacy, says the papal visit to South Sudan is going to revive hope among citizens that lasting peace will come to their country.
Is a sign of peace. You know, it's going to give the hope to the South Sudanese citizens, you know, and also our leaders, they will change their mind, you know, from not willing, you know, to implement the peace agreement, you know, to implement the peace agreement. Because now when you look at the roadmap has already elapsed, you know, there are some provisions, the deployment of the unified forces is supposed to take place in the month of August and November, which is not yet. And then those forces, if they are going to deploy, and then they will maintain the security and peace in the country.
Manyang says if the party leaders feel no shame about keeping the country in conflict, even now when the Pope is coming, the peace may not be fully implemented and the country may not hold elections in 2024. Manyang says Pope Francis needs to hear directly from civil society activists on a couple of important topics.
One of them is the issue of the implementation of the peace agreement in the country. We want to see the peace as implemented in letter and spirit. Two, the issue of human rights violation in the country, because the civil society and journalists are be restricted, you know. For instance, we have six journalists in detention, and this is one of the things. And then the other issue is the issue of the election, the permanent constitution. The leaders are supposed to work very hard in order, you know, for the permanent constitution to be completed within this year. For us to have the credible and fair and genuine election, you know, in 2024.
Activist Bol Dengbol, chairperson of Interfaith South Sudan, says he is doubtful the Pope can do anything greater during his time in Juba than he did with his dramatic gesture in 2019 during a retreat at the Vatican with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and first vice president, former rebel leader Riek Machar. That is when Pope Francis knelt and kissed the feet of both leaders and urged them not to return South Sudan to civil war.
This time, you know, if I were a Pope, I would ask just a question to the leaders. That are you now happy that you have come back from the retreat and have found the situation this way? You, the leaders of these people that I'm seeing, are you happy that the situation is like this? You have all the tools. You have all the international support. You have everything you want to change the lives of your people. But is this a situation, the situation is still remaining like this? Is it okay with you? Just a question like that to them and do nothing with them.
Bol says civil society leaders want to hear Pope Francis say that the inclusion of the hold-out opposition groups in the peace process is vital in bringing about lasting peace to the country. Last week, South Sudan's intelligence service, known as the National Security Service, detained journalist Garang John, who works for the state-run South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, according to colleagues and relatives. Garang's arrest came 2 weeks after the arrest of six of his colleagues for allegedly leaking a video clip of President Salva Kiir, widely circulated on social media in December, which showed the president in an embarrassing situation at a public event. 2 months ago, President Kiir said he pulled out of the Rome peace talks until further notice because the hold-out rebel groups were only using the initiative to buy time so they could prepare for war. In a statement posted on Facebook page of the South Sudan president on Saturday, the government announced the resumption of Rome peace talks with the non-signatory alliance. Presidential Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin said the government is willing to resume the political engagement as the country prepares to receive Pope Francis and other global church leaders. He said, quote, the president has lifted the restriction on Rome peace talks with hold-out groups of Thomas Chirilo, Pagana Amom, and Paul Malong. Minister Marial did not clarify when the talks would resume. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.
South Sudan in Focus is now on WhatsApp. Send us a message on +1 202 630 8011. Tell us what's happening in your area or give us your feedback on the stories you hear on South Sudan in Focus. We look forward to hearing from you on WhatsApp. That number again, +1 202 630 8011.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
That's all we prepared for you this Tuesday. Don't forget to check out voaafrica.com for all your favorite programs and news updates. If you miss this broadcast, go to www.voaafrica.com/South Sudan. We now leave you with a church choir from the South Sudanese capital, Juba.
Welcome, Pope Francis, welcome to our land. Servant of God, welcome to our land.
Welcome to South Sudan. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
children of God, for they will be called children of God.
We have been listening to a Catholic choir in Juba. I'm your host, John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for taking time to be with us this evening. Remember to join us again tomorrow for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.